West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity. Also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Now, Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And good Saturday morning. Here we are, the final day of the 89th annual Bolivar Liberator Invitational Tournament from Bolivar High School. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Nate Hutchison engineers back home. Final day of this three-day tournament. West Plains with a thrilling win last night as they knocked off Bolivar to get to this consolation game. And they'll be playing for the second time in less than 7 days. Well, actually, 8 days. For the second time, they'll be playing the Branson Pirates, a team they beat at home back at the Civic Center handily. But it's a different day and a different matchup on a neutral court. So we'll see how it pans out. We'll come back to Bolivar in 3 minutes on Hot Country KDY.
Zizzer's basketball action continues now on KDY.
Back at Bolivar High School, starting lineups here coming up here in just a little bit. And looking back last night, as mentioned, West Plains with a really good win in overtime as they were able to hold off Bolivar by a final score. And West Plains stayed in the game when they weren't playing very well, but they were able to push the game into overtime at 50 apiece, and eventually they win 57-53. Last night, Briggs Houston had 16. The guy that really probably was our player of the game, though, was Jacob Moore. Great job off the bench. 11 points, several rebounds, made a couple of key free throws in the overtime period, and West Plains wins it by 4. So with that, West Plains moved their record to 5-11, and they'll play the Branson Pirates here today, and they are 8-7. On the season, they advanced by winning in the consolation bracket, beating Camdenton yesterday. And so the second meeting between Branson and West Plains in a very short time span, West Plains wins at home by 25 points in that game, in a game that was a 7-point game at halftime. But West Plains had a big third quarter in that contest where they outscored the Pirates. That was the difference in the game. They outscored Branson in the third period of that game, 19-2, and ended up winning by 25. Starting lineups are coming up next as the Zizzers will play the Pirates here in Bolivar, back in 3 minutes on KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
And we're back. That was my bad. We were coming back from the break, and the color guard was still out on the court. So out of respect to them, everybody stands and is quiet until the guard leaves the floor. And so, but we're back now, and we're ready to go for the basketball game between the West Plains Zizzers and the Branson Pirates. Starting 5 for West Plains will be at the guards, Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, and Isaiah Long along the front, Clayton Robbins and Briggs Houston for the team coached by Mason Miller. Now for the Branson Pirates, are starting five. Will be the same five they started in West Plains. Nathan Tolliver will play a guard. He is a senior. Luke McCormick, a junior guard, good player. Brody Gillespie is a junior, and their other two starters will be Camden Sutton, who is a sophomore, and Jace Culver, who is another sophomore. This is a young team Pete McBride has. Tolliver led their scoring with 13 last week. And Culver had 10. West Plains was led in that ball game again by Briggs Houston, who had, or Clayton Robbins, that is, who had 16 points. Briggs Houston didn't even play in that game. And Isaiah Long had 13. Jared Kraft had 13. West Plains wins the tip, and this basketball game is underway from the Bolivar Tournament. The game just concluded. Bolivar took seventh place as they beat Camdenton. West Plains on offense to start this one. That's the point to the right corner. Tuma's got a wide-open three shot, but that's off the side iron, comes back toward him, and the rebound picked off by Tolliver. Branson back there in the white with the red numerals. Here's a shot in the left corner for three, and that's good. Camden Sutton. And Branson already off to a better start than they had in West Plains. 3-0 score. They go to the zone. In the corner, a three by Robbins. Rims off, goes long. It's on the floor, picked up by Tolliver. And now Culver. Up the floor they come. Camden Sutton. To the high post. Back to the right wing. Another open three is good. Culver and Sutton have connected on threes to make it 6-0 here at the outset. Lob pass inside to Briggs Houston. Wraparound bounce pass, tough catch by Jared Kraft, made a good catch. Baseline, now back outside, ball kicked out of bounds by the Branson Pirates. This is a neutral floor, it's not the same dynamic we had in West Plains. And Branson's off to a good beginning. Ball tipped away, picked up, lost. Stolen. West Plains loses the ball on the baseline. Branson picks it up, and they come back from right to left. 6-0 score. Very early going. Branson will move it at the point with Culver. Now over on the right side, West Plains back in the zone. And Branson has made a couple of threes, so they're looking for an opportunity to shoot another one. Here's a bad pass inside, tipped away, picked up by Clayton Robbins. Branson turns it over for the first time. Tuma with another three try, right side, good. And Ethan Tuma connects and gets West Plains on the board. It's a 6-3 ball game, three baskets and 3 threes. High post pass, tipped away by Isaiah Long. Down the side, curling down the middle, hook pass out on the left wing. There's another three try, and that's good, good as well by Brody Gillespie. And three different players have made threes now for the Pirates. 9-3 game. Isaiah Long into the middle. Robbins back out to the right point. Wide open three for Kraft is good. Jared Kraft connects. So we've had five field goals, all five behind the three-point line. 9-6 score. Branson on top by three with the ball. Right side to the baseline. They'll cut it off. Bounce pass cross tipped away. Loose picked up by the Pirates in the paint. Bounce pass underneath. Trap shot up off the glass and good. Nice play, Jace Culver. Got that shot off quick. As he didn't have much room to work with, but still scored. 11-6 ball game. Left corner, Tuma. Ethan lobs it out to the point to Trap. To the high post. To the corner. Isaiah Long gets in the lane, looks for help, tip pass across, Tuma has it, drives back out to the corner. Robbins will drive the baseline, knocked away, picked up, now West Plains with a wide open three. Ethan Tuma good again from the right side. Seven field goals in 6-3. Baseline move, oh, good move, and a block from behind by Isaiah Long. Off the move by Brody Gillespie, but he's fouled, swooping in from the right wing. He got by Isaiah, and he blocked the shot from behind, but that's usually, whether it is or isn't, going to be called a foul. So two shots, first try here, no good. 4:22 left, first quarter. Branson started hot. They lead it by two, and the next free throw, good. But in spite of that hot start, it's 12-9, and West Plains has the ball with a chance to tie with a three. Ethan Tuma over the top pass, left side. to the high post. Wide open. Robbins off the back iron, up in the air and down through the net. Clayton Robbins makes it 12-11. Pirates on offense, top of the circle. Culver gets it over on the left wing to Gillespie. Curls over, feeds it in the paint. Here's a spin move up. Ball stripped away, picked back up, put up and in. Jace Culver had 10 in West Plains, and so far today he has already 7. 14-11. Lob to the low block. Give and go pass. Ball fumbled away by Clayton Robbins. He turns it over. Backs the other way come the Pirates. And the right-hand scoop shot off the board. Up and good. Nolan Tolliver with his first basket. Timeout West Plains. 3:27 to go in the first quarter. And the Pirates lead the Scissors by 5, 16-11, and back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
3 minutes and 27 seconds left in the opening quarter of this consolation contest from the 89th Bolivar Liberator Invitational Tournament. Third place game will follow this one, which should be a dandy. Stratford and Thayer, then Republic and Elias will play for the title. Pass across court, terrible pass, out of bounds, but it's deflected out of bounds by the Pirates. Still Zizzer ball, Kraft has it over the timeline, left side of the hash mark, now to the right corner, brings Houston. Skip pass to the point. Our skip passes need a little more mustard on them. Around the baseline, Tuma trapped back out to the left corner. Isaiah Long has it against the zone. They tried to trap. Jacob Moore in the ballgame now for West Plains. He was a big-time spark last night. Three in the corner is a blocked shot off the shot by Tuma, and it's taken down by Branson. Culver out front. We'll hand the ball off to Gillespie. He drives to the right elbow, pushes off, drives the key, lays it up. Good. Foul on the play. Basket counts. Gillespie with 6. And the foul will go against Isaiah Long. That'll be his second foul. Branson's playing like a team that got beat by the team they're playing. To say that they seemed very motivated. They not only got beat in West Plains, they got embarrassed. But they're feeling better now, 19-11. West Plains basketball at the point to the right wing. Tuma has it. Kraft to Tuma on the side. Passed up the three, now moves over to the left point, left corner. Grant Mahan in the ball game for West Plains. Pass inside, ball, bad pass deflected, stolen. Down the key, right-hand running, scoop shot, no good. Out of control that time was Tolliver, but couldn't get the ball to go. And Jacob Moore with a rebound for West Plains. We need a basket here. A 2 would do. Jacob Moore back to the left point. Kraft has it. Right point, Tuma. And now a reach in. How's that not a foul? That's a jump ball call, and they're going to give it back to Branson. So, 1:49 to go in the first quarter. West Plains cut their turnover count down to 9 for the game last night. But they have 4 here in the first quarter today. Branson with an 8-point lead. Left point Gillespie against the West Plains matchup zone. On the left side, top of the circle with it. Now bounce pass to the left corner. A catch and shoot for a 3 is good. Camden Sutton. And the Pirates have made 4 threes here in the first quarter, and they have stretched this out to a 22-11 lead. Hey, when those threes are going in, you can pile up the points. When they're not going in, it can be rough. But right now, Branson hitting the target. Let's see if we can get the ball into the paint here, maybe. Get the ball into the block. High post, Mahan cross court across to Tuma. Now Kraft will hand to Ethan. He'll dribble it out to the point. On the right side, they look in, back to the point, inside, Mayhem, wide open, turn, shoots, block. Now down the floor, to the left point, open three again. This one's way short. That'll be out of bounds off West Plains. One of the Scissors touched it on the way out. Down to 46 seconds left in the quarter. West Plains beat Branson by 25 the other day. Here's a catch and shoot on the inbound, up and good. Circling to the middle of the lane, Tolliver got it midair and shot it, 24-11. Front court now with 36 seconds. Here's a three in the corner by Mahan, no good. And the rebound to the Pirates. I was going to say, last week West Plains beats this team by 25. Right now it looks like Branson may win this game by 25 the way they're playing. Tolliver out front with the basketball. Now we'll dribble across. They're just killing time. 10 seconds left in the quarter. 24-11. Camden Sutton with the dribble. To the right corner. Catch for the three, and it's good. What a quarter by Branson. Jace Culver knocks in another three. 27 points in the first quarter for Branson. Same team that scored 2 points in the third quarter last Friday night. Anyway, we are in a hole to start after one. 27-11, Branson leads West Plains, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Back to play, West Plains ball to start the second quarter. Jared Kraft out to the point. West Plains down by 16 points. Jacob Moore, left corner, lob pass to the low block. Tried to hand it in to Clayton. Now fumbled around, back out to the right corner. Lob pass to the baseline. Moore has it. Jacob can't find any help. 5 seconds. Right now, West Plains just looks like a team that played last night. And Branson did. Branson played last night as well. But they look really good, really fresh. Here's a drive, no good on the shot. Put back, Culver puts it up and in. Culver is going off. He's got 12 points already. 29-11. Lob pass inside, and a foul will be called against the Pirates. Their tallest player goes 6'3". Briggs Houston is 6'6", and plus we've got Clayton Robbins out there 6'5", and we can't take advantage of our height advantage. First foul, the ball game called. Here's a shot, no good from the wing on the inbound play. Back down low, triple team inside, layup no good. Put back by Jacob Moore, no good. Saved by Robbins, bounces it in. Jacob Moore lays it up and in. Good hustle on the boards that time. Jacob Moore gets the bucket. Right side Culver, wrap around to the far side at the left point. Open shot, another three is good. Camden Sutton has made three threes. 32-13. Inside, here's a whistle before the shot. Foul will be called on Luke McCormick for Branson. On the floor as they got the ball, finally got the ball inside to Briggs Houston. Isaiah Long will come in for Ethan Tuma. So that means probably Jared Kraft will play the point on offense. Here's the inbound play in the corner. A shot for a three is up and no good. And over the back foul on Jared Kraft for West Plains going for the rebound. So Branson basketball in the back court. 32-13. Didn't see this coming. At the free throw line. Pull-up jump shot off the lip of the rim. No good. Rebound to Clayton Robbins. Up the left side. West Plains thinks about forcing the issue. They'll hold it up a little bit. Houston out front. Ball tipped, stolen away. Back the other way. Two on two. Reach in foul. Jared Kraft, his second. So Jared Kraft and Isaiah Long each have two fouls. 32-13. A lot of the time you can get way behind early in the game and you kind of slowly but surely kind of claw your way back in. That may happen here today, ultimately, but first free throw no good by Jace Culver. He'll get one more. But there gets to be a point of no return. And the next one is good. It's now a 20-point game. Still a lot of time to work with, but this thing needs to start trending the other way for West Plains to have a shot. Takes a long time to make up 20 points. On the right side, Kraft has it to the corner. Briggs Houston's going to shoot the three, and it's good. Briggs Houston connects his first bucket of the ball game. 33-16. West Plains has switched to the man-to-man. The zone was not working. Down the key. Here's a right-hand scoop on the running layup. No good. Off the miss by Tolliver. Long up the floor. Jacob Moore has it. Lays it up and good. There we go. A little momentum. Down to 15. 33-18. At the free throw line. And you just tell by the body movement, West Plains seems to be warming into things a little bit here. Jump shot from the left corner for three. No good by McCormick. Rebounded by Jacob Moore. West Plains trying to cut deeper into this deficit. Kraft with a three at the left point. Good! Jared Kraft, big shot. That draws us back within 12. And now a timeout on the floor. A 20-point lead went to 12 quick. And a timeout called on the floor by the Pirates. 4:40 to play, first half. West Plains trails, but not by as much. 33-21, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Well, it got a little more interesting pretty quick. West Plains found themselves down 33-13. And on the power of some three-point shooting, they've cut this down now to a 12-point game. Left wing, three for Culver. Rims off, no good. Rebounded two and by Briggs Houston. Here come the Zizzers. Briggs Houston looks to the right corner, out to the point. Clayton Robbins on the left wing. Kraft's got a three. He shoots the three. It's no good. Rebound, though, Jacob Moore and Isaiah Long. Fighting for the rebound, a foul will be on the Pirates. Asbury, just in the lineup, gets the foul for Branson, his first. West Plains ball, pass inside, ball deflected. Isaiah Long gets it, drives in, back out it goes. Now ball out of bounds, last touch by Branson. Pretty congested there in the far left corner of the court. Isaiah Long will inbound the basketball. Here's the inbound play. In the corner, Kraft has it. To the point, Jacob Moore. Outside, Briggs Houston. Up fake, hook pass into the middle, bounce across. On the baseline, Moore spins to the middle, gets it over to Isaiah. At the point, left elbow, they'll hand it back over to Isaiah Long. Good defense by Branson here. Kraft has it. Left corner, Long beats his man on the dribble. Pull up from 10, too hard. Ball comes off to the Pirates, and they'll control it here with Tegan Asbury. In the corner, here's a shot for a three. It's short. Pump fake up inside, no good, but a foul. And Briggs Houston will pick up his first personal foul today. And it's going to be in the act of shooting. So that means Luke McCormick will go to the line and shoot two. Well, we've pulled ourselves back in the game now. And Branson has gone cold from the field for the most part here in quarter two. First free throw here spins around and goes out. No good. Branson really had a hard time shooting the basketball last Friday in West Plains. Next free throw here is good, but boy, they've had no trouble today. Second free throw is good. It's 34-21. West Plains back against the 2-3 zone for Branson. Top of the circle, Kraft has it. With Ethan Tuma on the bench, Jared Kraft runs the point. He spins to the middle, open 12-foot jumper is up and good. Really good one-on-one move there by Jared Kraft. 34-23. Right side, Tolliver, bounce pass in the middle, back out on the wing. A three on Fallaway is off the backboard, top of the backboard as it bounces up. And is a dead ball, and West Plains gets it back. We could cut this to single digits with a basket here. Under 3 minutes now to go, first half. From Bolivar, right side. At the point, Kraft to the right corner. Isaiah has it. Jared Kraft, three straight on. It's too hard. Rebound off to the Pirates. Asbury with it. Pirates get it over the timeline and set their offense now with McCormick over on the left wing. To the left low block, this is Nolan Tolliver at the point. Passed up a shot. Right wing three is launched and way off, but the putback, no one blocked off. And the lay-in by Asbury, his first basket, 36-23. In the right corner, long pass inside back to the point. Left wing, back to Jared Kraft. Steps through all the way, the drive, the layup no good, but a foul will be called before the shot. 2 minutes, 3 seconds left in the first half. 36-23, Branson leads West Plains. And that's the first foul call on Camden Sutton for the Branson Pirates. Isaiah Long on the inbound play. We just need to see if we can whittle this down, maybe in single digits before halftime. In the corner, Kraft with a three. It's good. Jared Kraft is smoking hot. He has 11. He's made three threes, 36-26. That's what I'm talking about right there. Out the point, near steal, Culver kicks it to the left corner, back around on the wing. Here's a floater with the right hand, off the side iron, no good. Put back it again, no block off. And the ball put back up and in by Asbury, but he is slow getting up. Came down on somebody's foot, so he is tweaked probably an ankle. And he'll have to come limping off the floor. Grant Mahan is in for West Plains for Jacob Moore. And West Plains basketball, they bring it up. 38-26. Kraft at the point, into the middle, back out on the wing. Josiah with a shot up and good. And that was a three from the right point. And that's the first basket for Long today. Left side with it. Josiah Long just drilled that shot. They left him open. When you're open, you got to shoot it. And he drilled it. 38-29. We're under double digits now. Out for a steal. Graham Mahan takes it away. He'll take it all the way. Right-hand reverse layup. No good. And taken down by Branson. Out front, McCormick has it. Tolliver, pressure on the ball. They'll lob it across court. 32 seconds, they may play for one. 38-29 is the score. In the left corner, back outside. Now they'll reset with Camden Sutton. 17 seconds to go in the half. 38-29 is the score. In the right corner. Back out to the right point. On the left wing with 6 seconds to go. Low block. Fadeaway by Gillespie. Baseline rattles in and out. Rebounded underneath. Back out on the wing. Shot at the horn. No good. And that's the end of the first half. So West Plains looked like we were slip sliding away into oblivion. Down 20. 8-point run, cut it down to 12, and at the half, just down by 9, 38-29. Halftime is here. We'll take a 3-minute break. Coming back after this on KDY.